I'm Leah Fleming with Atlanta News. Polls are open today for what could be a historic election in Atlanta. Voters will decide if it will be Keisha Lance Bottoms or Mary Norwood to lead Atlanta as mayor. If Norwood wins, Atlanta would have its first ever white female mayor. If Bottoms wins, it would continue what has been called the city's black political machine, which has dominated the mayor's office since the mid-1970s. Regardless of who wins today's runoff, Atlanta will have its first female mayor since 2010, when former Mayor Shirley Franklin left office. Polls are open from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. tonight. Voters are also deciding today who will be the mayors of East Point, Peachtree City, and Roswell. Other posts that will be decided today include Atlanta City Council President between candidates Alex Wan and Felicia Moore, and the Fulton County Commission chairmanship between Keisha Waits and Rob Pitts. For the State Senate District 6 seat, Democrats Jaha Howard and Jen Jordan are in a runoff to represent parts of North Atlanta, Sandy Springs, Smyrna, and Marietta. Republican Hunter Hill formerly held that seat. State auditors say Georgia needs to improve access to effective opioid treatment. A new report says the state doesn't have a comprehensive strategy to fight opioid addiction. GPB's Cindy Hill reports.
State Auditor Greg Griffin says less than a quarter of the 180,000 Georgians now addicted to opioids have access to medication-assisted treatment, or MAT. It combines a program of drugs, methadone or buprenorphine, and counseling. Substance abuse professionals say MAT is most successful at keeping people in treatment and off opioids long term. The audit recommends increasing public awareness of MAT and making sure health professionals, state courts, social services, and law enforcement understand what it is and where people can be treated. The report also suggests increasing the number of narcotic treatment programs around the state and ways to pay for treatment of uninsured people. For GPB News, I'm Cindy Hill in Savannah.
The Atlanta School Board has amended its dress code to no longer ban, quote, distracting clothing. The change comes after fifth grader Phelan Hanley petitioned the board to allow her female classmates to wear leggings to school. The Springdale Park Elementary student gathered more than 1,000 signatures to have the word distracting removed from the dress code. Phelan said the dress code unfairly targeted girls. After the decision, Hanley thanked the Board of Education in a video captured by the AJC.
I learned that the simple dress code can have bigger meanings like equality, empowerment, and that rules can lift or dampen a spirit. APS has lifted a lot of girls and boys today who believe in fairness and equality.
The revised policy requires clothing to be modest and fit appropriately while allowing students to express themselves. Grocery chain Kroger has recalled 6 months' worth of Comforts for Baby purified water with fluoride added. This after discovering mold in the product. CBS reports that Kroger tested the water after receiving customer complaints and found mold contamination. The contaminated water was sold in 1 gallon clear containers. However, according to the FDA, the mold is not necessarily visible to the naked eye. The recall affects Comforts for Baby purified water with fluoride added, with expiration dates from April 2018 to October 2018. For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Leah Fleming.